Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Nowadays, it's very important for us to know who to trust. Lalo na sa pagbili ng sasakyan. Sobrang daming pwedeng pagbilian, pero iilan lang ang totoong maaasahan. Who doesn't want an easy and convenient car buying process? Who should we trust to get all your car buying needs? AutoDeal has all the answers.
AutoDeal is an all-in-one platform for your car needs. It makes your car buying experience worthy and more convenient. Up to 450 highly rated car dealers nationwide ang pwedeng pagpilian. So what are you waiting for? Simplify your car buying journey and get the best deal at autodeal.com.ph.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 91.
Yes.
Our topic is platonic relationships.
Are you excited to talk about
this? I'm excited to talk about this topic.
Oh, why? Why?
Okay, why? Kasi napaisip-isip ako. I turned 40 this year.
Mm-hmm.
February this year.
Mm.
And a lot of my friends are also turning 40 this year.
Uh-huh.
So,
millennials are now in their 40s.
Yes. Tapos napaisip ako.
Oh.
Oh. I'm 40 years old and I have few to zero female friends.
Okay.
So, napatanong ako, what? Kumbaga, palaging napansin mo sa akin din in our 10-year relationship. Madalas, katambay ko, mga lalaki.
Okay.
And rarely, may kaibigan akong babae.
Yeah.
If ever may kaibigan akong babae, they're contact friends or workmates. Wala akong genuine na female friend.
Or ano, well, meron naman, pero kasi...
Pero may distance, di ba?
Hindi, pero kasi wife ng friend mo, ganon.
Wife ng friend ko, which we will discuss later yung parameters niyan. So, napaisip ako, bakit ako ganito? Whereas nakita kita, you have more guy friends than girlfriends.
And gay friends.
And yeah, you have more straight male friends and gay male friends than female friends. Yun yung napansin ko sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
Ako naman, baliktad. I have few to zero female friends.
And a few, very few.
And very few gay friends.
Okay.
Gay male friends.
Uh-huh.
Zero lesbian friends.
I have lots of lesbian friends.
Sorry, I have a lesbian friend.
Uh-huh. Nagbilang ka na.
But I have... almost all are cis male. Cis male.
Straight
guy friends.
As far as we know.
Kung hindi sila closeted. Some of them are closeted, I'm sure.
Huwag mong i-out. Hindi naman nagsabi.
Feeling ko lang. I know they're gay inside. Pero
you can't know that.
Feeling ko they're gay. Pero hindi sila... lumalabas pa.
But that's not up to us.
It's not up to us, of course. Yun. So, yun. And of course, one of your favorite movies is When Harry Met Sally.
Yes.
Which basically...
Ayun, binibuild mo na yung case mo.
Which basically posits the question, can guys and girls be friends?
Can I answer friends? Na? Or parang mabibigay?
Yung last natin na question.
Ah, sige. Okay.
Diba? So, i.e. platonic relationship.
Okay.
Do you like the topic?
Yeah. And I guess it's not something I think about.
It's not, it's something that
comes naturally to me.
Ah, okay. Ako kasi, Ano? Napaisip ako when I turned 40.
Oh, sige, game.
Do this. And I reflected on my life. Teka, bakit wala akong kaibigang babae?
Okay. I mean, again, parang bumalik tayo to like our old form na.
Mm, well, ba't wala akong kaibigan
na naman
pa din?
Tayo. Oh. Okay, game.
So yun, define muna what a platonic relationship is as customary with our...
Parang kaya ba platonic? From Plato? Tama ba?
Ito, sige. So, nag-research ako. Yes, it's from Plato actually.
Bakit nga ba platonic?
Sa mga nerds natin na listeners, a platonic relationship is one in which two people share a close bond.
Okay.
But do not have a sexual relationship.
Bakit Plato?
Wait,
bakit si Plato?
They may even feel love for each other, referred to as platonic love.
Bakit nga Plato?
This concept originates in the ideas of the ancient philosopher Plato, from whose name the term is derived.
Kaya nga, bakit?
Siya yung nag-isip nung term na to.
Ay, hindi ba parang, kasi ba si Plato parang, hindi ba siya anti-romance
or
something?
Plato believed that platonic love could bring people closer to a divine idea.
Ayun, no, di ba?
However, the modern use of platonic relationship or platonic love is focused on the idea of people being close friends. This term can apply to both opposite sex and same-sex friendships.
So, intimacy without sexual expression.
Yes.
Okay. Or actions.
So, ito yung importante. Platonic relationships versus romantic relationships.
Okay.
Ito kailangan natin sabihin talaga to para yung terms. We're on the same page.
Okay.
Okay. So, a platonic relationship is different from a romantic relationship.
Of course.
While both types of relationships often involve having a deep friendship.
Yes.
Tama naman. And sometimes even love. True? People in a romantic relationship are typically physically intimate.
Yes.
Yun yun, physically intimate. Whereas there is no sex or physical intimacy in a platonic relationship.
Wait, I think meron ding physical intimacy. Like with my girlfriends. Like we hold each other's hands. Naakbayan namin isa't isa. Kaya namin mag-hug ng mahabang panahon. So that's physical intimacy.
Pero
we share clothes.
Exactly. Ang ganda naman nung pasok mo kasi. Next paragraph.
Ano?
It is possible to desire physical intimacy such as hugging, kissing, or touching or sex with the other person but not be engaged in these activities. If no physical intimacy or sex exists between you and the other person, it is a platonic relationship even if the desire is there. Yun pala yung definition. No? So, basically, bullet points. Platonic relationship.
Saan mo ba nakukuha yan? Anong source?
Verywellmind.com.
Okay. Let's assume that's...
Yung bullet points ng platonic relationships. Okay. Number one, it involves deep friendship.
Uh-huh.
Number two, people involved may or may not have a desire for physical intimacy.
Okay.
Lastly, no physical intimacy or sex occurs.
Okay.
So, yun yan. Ako yung number three yun eh. Ayan. No physical intimacy or sex occurs.
Or wala kang ine-expect na yun nga, nakapalit. Diba? I mean, admit it. Kapag nanliligaw or like kapag nagde-date, may at the back of your head, you sort
I
of
want
do
have sex.
Things
yeah.
With the expectation na makikis ka niya or whatever. Diba?
Now, a romantic relationship, 3 points. It involves deep friendship.
Okay.
It generally involves both people, both parties, having a desire for physical intimacy.
So, ano yung Venn diagram? What do platonic and romantic relationships na lang share? Based dyan sa...
It involves deep friendship.
Okay. Tapos yung wala sa platonic ay sexual...
Physical intimacy or sex.
Okay.
So, when Harry met Sally lang. This is our Harry Met Sally episode.
Meron na hot take and I cannot wait to say it. But later na.
Okay.
Kasi sabi mo later pa yung when Harry met Sally.
Okay, so
question,
let's
right?
start muna with an anecdote.
Oh.
That came from my brother.
Okay.
About our nephew, Mambo.
Hi, Mikes. I guess si Mikes.
So si Mambo.
Okay.
He's around 3 years old.
Don't give too much info. Oh.
Pinicturan siya nung yaya niya na may kaibigan siyang babae.
That's cool.
And nakaakbay siyang ganun.
Oh.
And sinabi ko kay Michael, yung brother ko, uy, Mike, okay lang ba sa yan? Na si Mambo is nakaakbay sa babae.
Oh.
Tapos nagbabike sila.
Oh.
parang yan yung best friend niya dun sa village nila.
Oh.
Sabi ni Michael sa akin, aba oo naman. Hmm. Sana nga natutunan natin yan mas maaga kasi tayo na galing sa all boys exclusive schools, we can't navigate the feminine psyche in our adulthoods. So gustong gusto niya na yung anak niya is friends with a girl at this early an age.
Okay.
So ako parang, wow, mind blown. Yun. So tanong ko, did you have friends from the opposite sex when you were a child?
Yes.
How young? Nursery? Kinder?
Yeah. And I can tell apart kung sino yung crush ko tsaka yung friend ko.
That early?
Yeah. I mean, meron akong crush na boy. Meron akong friend na boy. Yun.
Yung crush mo na boyfriend mo rin?
Hindi. I'm shy. Pero marami rin akong guy friends. Like, boyfriends. Nung kinder, grade 1, ganun. As in, bata pa ako.
Strangely, naalala ko, before I went to Ateneo, na all boys exclusive.
May friend ka na girl, no?
May friends ako na girl. Girls.
Oh.
Sa kinder at nursery.
See,
and it came naturally to me.
Yeah.
Na naglalaro kami, kumakanta kami. As in, walang ano, walang bahid.
Siyempre. Oh.
Na parang naisip ko, na natural to na wala akong discrimination na I should play
with the boys
violent only. Games or we should play Ninja Turtles or Ghostbusters with, I should play with the boys. Gets me?
Okay. Okay.
Wala akong ganun.
Okay.
Until I went to Ateneo na all boys school talaga. Tapos strangely, yung mga kaibigan ko rin sa village namin, outside of school, nung bata ako, mga babae rin. Kapitbahay na
mga babae. Eh di meron kang girlfriends.
Yeah. Pero hindi pa buo yung utak ko yun. When it came to grade school, high school, yon parang na-codify na yung utak ko into just being friends with guys.
Okay.
So yun, naisip ko, my nephew and ako looking back on my youth, on my childhood, feeling ko para sa mga bata, natural nga ang platonic relationships.
Yes. I think it's a function of their age. Na, I mean, may innocence pa sila. And probably, hindi pa nila nai-interpret yung sexual arousal into like attraction or whatever, diba? Like, it's innocence. And hindi pa sila napaprogram ng faulty, outdated education system natin. Not necessarily education system, but the society, diba? I mean, I don't wanna isolate
school lang.
Eh. Pero yung fact nga na, I think dyan papasok yung book namin ni Det, diba? Yung kay Ikaklit. Diba parang early on, as you go to school, sinesegregate na agad kayo boys, girls. Mm. So parang, why? I mean, other than, I don't know. Actually, hindi ko alam bakit sinesegregate. Ano ba yung functional level nun?
Hindi ko rin alam.
Diba? Parang...
Pero I think marami nga yung schools are shifting to...
Neutral. Gender neutral.
Yeah. And ano? Yeah. And hindi na ano? All boys and all girls. Mixed.
Yeah.
Even Ateneo recently.
Actually, if iisipin mo, it's kind of funny now if bakit all boys, all girls when you have a spectrum of
genders.
Yeah.
Or sexual.
But I guess kasi hindi pa naman agad ma-confirm ng bata yun. Oh. And yun nga, fluid naman ng sexuality and gender identity. So, it can interchange. So, maybe what I'm trying to say is maybe we should not use gender as a division thing.
Agree.
Anyway. Agree. Okay.
So, yun. So, you had boyfriends. Guy friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And gay friends.
Siguro gay, mga ano na yun. Grade 4. Doon naman nagsistart yung expression.
Ah,
so, mga grade 4, yeah. Yeah.
So, next question ko.
Oh.
Being both from exclusive schools growing up, ako Ateneo ako from prep to college. Thank God, nung college may girls na.
Ako, I just had 4 years of all girls.
Saints ko, Manila.
Yeah, but grade school ko was co-ed. And then UP.
Co-ed.
So, co-ed. Parang, I just had 4 years.
So, being both from exclusive schools growing up, you 4 years lang, ako all my life.
Pero I guess growing up years yun.
Was there a challenge in relating with the opposite sex? Ako, the answer is
I'm gonna be the boring side
yes.
here.
Okay, go.
Wala. Wala rin.
Wala. Kahit na nasa Saints ko ka.
Wala.
Kasi, oo, oh, kasi mga kwento mo sa akin, di ba? Mga friends mo, na-meet ko lahat ng friends mo nung high school ka. Mga from Ateneo.
Yeah. Na hindi romantic at all.
Oo. And pumunta pa sa bahay mo, di ba? Tapos, si Mike.
Hi,
yung isang
Mike.
Friend mo. Hi, Mike. Na, ikakasal na.
Yes.
Pumunta sa bahay mo, binibigyan pa ng regalo yung kapatid mo.
And it's never
tapos wala
like
kayong...
Wala.
Parang kapatid mo siya.
Oo.
Di ba? Ako, wala akong ganung experience.
Okay.
Yung sa household namin, kung mangyari ever yun.
Tutuksuhin ka na.
Tutuksuhin na ako. Na, uy, girlfriend ni Wincy.
Hindi, I mean, tinutukso din ako ng parents ko. Pero, when I say wala, they kind of drop it.
Pero feeling ko nga, to the parents who are listening,
mm.
Well, hindi tayo parents, pero na-experience natin maging children of parents. Siguro magandang practice for parents.
Tutuksuhin.
Huwag yung tuksuhin. No? Oh, kasi, kunwari, groupmate niya lang pumunta dun sa ano, huwag niyong i-conclude kagad na, uy, may crush siya yan. Ha? Kasi, I don't know, ako masama yung naging stigma sa akin pala nun. Na ngayon, palagi ko nang rene-relate whenever I'm in a room with anyone with a breast or...
Grabe naman.
Hindi, with a vagina or breasts.
Oh.
Palagi ko nang tinatanong sa sarili ko na bagay ba kami.
Why?
I don't know.
Program na, no?
Kahit,
okay. So, nahihirapan kang ma-tell apart. Hindi, parang nahihirapan ka bang... Kasi di ba ma-feel mo yun if you're attracted to someone?
Yeah, pero yun na nga. It has gone to a point na tinatanong ko na kaagad. Yun yung first na tanong ko sa sarili ko na, bagay ba kami?
Kahit hindi mo siya type.
Uh-oh.
So strange.
That's the programming from an all-boys school.
Okay, okay.
All-boys Catholic school has done to my brain.
Okay.
And my nervous system.
Why do you think so, though?
Ano eh, like for example, naalala ko, kasi maganda rin yung first year college ko.
Mm.
Coming from an all-boys school in Ateneo. Going to Ateneo High, ah. Ateneo High
School. Hindi ka naman ever lumipat,
oh, eh. Going to Ateneo de Manila University.
Oh.
Na may mga kasama na akong girls.
Oh, hiyang-hiya. Or parang, hindi. Ooh, exciting. Ganun.
Para akong ano, American Pie. Yung parang,
oh my gosh. Oh.
Wow!
Actually,
girls!
Next, I
girls everywhere! May mga ito pa.
Oh.
Yung mga ibang kaklasiko na hindi galing Ateneo.
No,
pero all boys school. Oh, hindi. Mga din. Don Bosco. San Agustin kasi is ko.
DLSU.
DLSU.
Ay, mali.
Tama.
LSGH. SGH.
Lasal Green Hills, oh, parang may, na the fact na may kaklase ka ng girl nakatabi mo, parang, oh!
So funny.
Party every day!
Although, I kind of had, I think I told you this anecdote. I was in high school to. I think third year or second year, I forget. Basta hindi fourth. Meron kaming interaction. Interaction kasi diba yung sanctioned ng school. Like, it's a school.
Soiree?
No, soiree is like, yun yung kayo-kayo lang. Like, may boyfriend yung kaklase mo. Tapos parang, oh, soiree tayo nung
pero may ano yun, diba? May approval yun from the parents and the teachers.
Parang. Yung soiree, wala.
Yung soiree, meron din.
Wala! Where did you come from?
Okay.
Yung soiree, wala. Uh-oh. Nagpapaalam ka pa.
Nagpapaalam ako sa parents ko na pupunta ako sa soiree.
Oo, pero parang walang waiver or something. But yung interaction, di ba, yung may bus, tas, like, it's a school, parang field trip. Parang ang weird, no? Punta tayo kung saan, merong mga lalaki. But anyway.
I love it. I love it.
It's funny. Field trip para makakita ng ibang gender. It's funny. Anyway. So, interaction. Tapos pumunta kami sa Ateneo. And sa cafeteria yun, tapos meron kayong function rooms overlooking the cafeteria.
Yes.
Yun. So, dun yun. Eh, parang ano na ako, bored na ako. Kasi parang merong, parang ang weird talaga structure. Kasi parang may talent. Parang magbaon kayo ng ano, something about you're passionate about, like talent. Like, may isang Atenista doon, nag-rap pa sila Linkin Park, gano'n. So, ako nagdala akong drawing. Parang, okay, hello, ito yung talent ko, ganyan. I forget. Basta nagdala akong drawing ko. Tapos parang yung mga lalaki, as in like, alam mo yung, as in parang, it's so strange. And this is not like fiction. Like, lumuhod sila, tapos parang, alam mo yung, ano,
I'm not worthy. Wayne's World?
Yung, as in, sumamba sila.
I'm not worthy.
As in,
Wayne's World.
Yun ba yun? Basta yun. Basta, yung parang,
I'm not worthy.
I'm a god, ganyan. So parang na-weirdohan ako doon. Na parang, wait, this is strange. So lumabas ako.
Wait, ano nga kasi yung drawing mo doon?
Nalimutan ko nga.
Ilan sila? As in, parang sinasa, you're a golden god, ganun?
Mas, as in, yung naka
anyway, meal, if wala kayong wait, fan. Kung wala kayong visual wala
sorry,
kayong visual
dinedemo ko
cue,
kasi kayo.
Ang ginagawa ni CJ ngayon ay para nakatungo siya, tapos winawagayway niya yung kamay niya in a bowing pose.
Parang, di ba yung mga hieroglyphs sa ano, sa Egypt, may ganun na ba? Yun, parang ganun. So, na-weirdohan talaga ako. I think yung drawing ko nun, it's probably some anime I was watching. Probably BTX or like Evangelion. Ganun. So, din-drawing ko yun. Okay. Here's my
talent.
Akala
ko si Takore
whatever.
Yung din-drawing mo.
The grade school yun.
Si Takore.
Ganun. So, parang okay. So, na-overwhelm ako dun sa reaction nila. Sabi ko dun sa friend ko kay Carla. You know Carla. Ko, tara, labas tayo. Na-overwhelm ako. So, as in, nandun kami sa parang terrace. Tapos, may other section yata ng boys. Tapos, as in, sumigaw sila na tinuro kami, ha. Uy, Chong, babae, oh. May babae. Tapos, nagtawag talaga sila ng friends nila na, may babae dito. Parang, at a zoo. Parang, it's weird.
Wait, narinig nyo? Oh, within earshot?
Oo, oh, kasi sinabi, may sumigaw babae. Sumigaw siya, eh.
Oh my God.
So, parang kami, oh my God, I wanna go home. This is strange. Yun. So, it was nice. Parang, hindi naman sila bastos. Pero parang, what's happening?
May wait, come on. They're kids. You were kids back then.
Yeah, I know. But it's just so strange.
Yeah, it is strange.
Na in a way, it's kind of objectifying. Parang, excuse me, hindi ako some endangered species. Or hindi ako parang,
feeling ko kasi,
like, what?
Yung setup nyo nun,
it's weird.
Parang animals in captivity kayo. Na, oh, lahat ng mga lahat ng mga babaeng specimens dito.
So
lahat
strange.
Ng mga lalaking specimens dito. Tapos, binuksan yung hawla.
Oo. Oh.
Nagkita kayo. Di syempre, ang weird nga nung ano.
So, yun
hormones,
nga,
di ba?
I didn't like that feeling. So, in my head, gusto ko next time na mangyari yun, I'm going to be able to calmly, you know, be friends. Kasi nakita ko din, it's either, yun nga, naglalandian na, or none at all. So parang, ano ba yung safe middle dito? Diba? So yun yung, I guess, ever since, yun yung goal ko. Like,
galing.
I kind of want to not experience that again.
Mm-mm.
And gusto ko makita ko nung lalaki na pwedeng equal niya, friend niya, ganun. Hindi conquest or whatever.
Ang feeling ko rin kasi, the danger with being in an exclusive school.
Oh.
Kasama mo lalaki, isipin mo, while your brain is developing.
Wanting sex.
Yeah. While your reptile brain is molding itself, di ba? Ang kasama mo mga lalaki. Sausage fest every
pero
day.
Pero in a way, if you're gay, ang daling magagets mo agad na, ah, bakla ako. Kasi attracted ako dun sa klase ko eh.
Di, pero diba? Although, sa prisons, maraming nakaka-discover din daw na homosexuality nila.
Kaya nga, I think gender is a social construct.
Hindi, kasi ang prisons din, di ba? Magkahiwala yun eh, men and women.
Kaya nga, so di ba, sa prisons, nagkakaroon ng gay relationship. So parang pag tinanggal mo naman talaga yung societal rules, we can, you know, be attracted to anyone.
Or baka hindi nga ano eh, in prison, baka biologically switching na sila eh. Biological switch. Na parang, oops, walang mga babae rito. Okay, ang crush ko na ay lalaki.
Eh, kaya nga, exactly diba? The point na sexuality is fluid.
Usually, yung pinaka-crush usually sa prison, yung medyo mukhang babae yung mukha.
Hindi.
Oo.
Hindi.
Di ba?
Hindi.
Kasi naalala ko sa Ateneo grade school, yung mga crush nung mga...
Ano?
Let's
say, bading.
Nabading na...
Sabi mo na bading, di naman siya derogatory.
Bading na in the making.
In the...
yung mga
discovering their gayness.
Yung pretty faces na ano, pretty faces na mukha. Like si Atom Araulio, yun, heartthrob yun.
Yeah.
Kasi di ba medyo feminine yung mukha niya. Pero athletic.
Hello, edi ba si Tats nga, miski naman si Tats, sabi niya objectively, ang guwapo ni Atom.
Si Atom Araulio.
Di ba parang pag nagsiswimming daw, parang, yeah,
even
whoa,
naman,
a
in
super
in fairness, even
person.
Even my super straight friends in high school and grade school na who have kids, who are married, who I'm sure has had a lot of sex with women. Are attracted to Atom Araulio din. Find him
attractive.
An attractive person. Yeah. Or nagugupuhan sila.
Ito na lang. Just an exercise. I can see how awkward you are admitting Atom is good looking and attractive. Ever ba wala kang kaklase na nagwapuhan ka?
Meron naman.
Oh.
Oh, sa bagay.
Kasi
ever ba may kaklase kang nagandahan?
Of course, every day.
Pero it's more acceptable for women to be bisexual.
Why so?
Society. Mm-hmm. Anyway, layo na anyway. Discussion natin. Balik.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Next question.
Sobrang heteronormative lang.
Tanong
discussion.
Ko.
Discussion. But anyway, go.
Sidebar. What is the reason behind exclusive schools, tingin mo? Isn't that environment a bit unnatural for the evolution of the brain?
I think it's a medieval concept.
So, babalik na naman tayo sa religion.
Oh, sino ba nag-put up? Hello, saints ko nga si Saint Benedict tsaka si Saint Scholastica. Medieval ata. Am
I
correct?
Ka, no? Public schools, rare ang public schools to have exclusive.
Yeah.
Walang all boys or all girls.
Oh, it's religious.
Pero noong panahon natin, kasi ngayon may mga international schools na, may mga special schools na for different kinds of programs, 'di ba?
Oh,
may sped schools na rin nga, 'di ba?
Yeah.
In our primitive educational system back then, yung exclusive schools, yun yung matataas at mga mamahalin na
again,
pribadong edukasyon.
Yeah, but again, because admit na natin, very religious yung country. So,
and the most powerful people who are running it are religious, are Catholic.
Yeah. Yun lang yun. And I guess Spanish, it's a colonial tradition.
Yes.
Diba? Yun.
Pero although yung Americans who introduced the public schools, co-ed ka talaga.
Ayan nga.
Kasi UP is by the
Americans. Pero yun nga, it's vestiges na yan of colonialism.
And pero religion. Ako feeling ko naman, bakit tayo pinasok sa exclusive schools, us being 90s kids, Telebabad tapes nga yun. It's because during the 90s, ang uso nun ay na usong takot ng mga magulang ay teenage pregnancies.
Hindi ba hanggang ngayon?
Hanggang ngayon. Tama nga naman. How can you get pregnant in an all-boys school or in an all-girls school?
But you know, we had classmates and batchmates who got pregnant.
Ako, well, I had a pregnant classmate in college. Pero wala akong, thankfully sa batch namin, walang nakabuntis.
They should see my face, no? Habang
papalas. Kaya nga yung mga movies na Juno, Unpregnant, very foreign and alien to me.
It's okay. It's a funny thought again. Like, hello, pinapasok niyo yung anak niyo sa gender segregated school to prevent pregnancy. Pero, pwede sila mag-interaction.
Or pwede sila magkaroon ng prom.
Oh, I mean,
it's a funny reason. Parang talaga, gagastos ka that much para wag mabuntis. But di mo lang introduce yung safe sex.
And
it's a very roundabout thing. Pero kasi nga, since, again, going back to religiousness, parang, I'm sure, hindi nila naiisip na, safe sex na lang. Kasi nga, gusto nila celibacy and like, abstinence, whatever. But, on an opposite side, I think, I also have a theory why sinegregate yung boys and girls.
Okay, go. I want to hear this.
Also, for childbirth, the moment pwede na sila mag-interact, buntis agad kasi hindi mo alam yung gagawin mo eh.
And after that, baptism ka agad.
Oh, as in,
more members for...
Oo. So, parang ano siya? Ano talaga? Programming.
It's barely a conspiracy.
Anyway. And the sky is blue.
And the Pope is Catholic.
Oh.
How comfortable are you going out with guy friends? And for me, how comfortable am I going out with female friends? O ikaw muna, since ikaw yung may boring na sagot.
Like, ano ba ito? High school or now?
Both.
I guess, before high school, I'm super comfortable. Like, super comfortable. And ngayon, ako rin naman.
How comfortable na tumawag sa'yo si Mike or whoever? Si Jane, noon tayo ng sine. Tayong dalawa lang.
Paalam mo sa mami ko, not going cinema. Okay.
Wow.
Ang issue lang naman ng parents ko lagi, how am I gonna get home? That's it.
Kahit kayong dalawa lang?
Oo. So, pag sinabi ni Mike na, ihatid zundo ko po siya. Okay, sure.
So,
may curfew
na
lang.
Nangyari na ba yun before? Lumabas kayo?
One-on-one hindi. More like, not I seen ni na Mike, ni Jeric, ni Ace, ni, sino pa ba? ni Nico. Madami. Parang isang bombarkada sila eh.
Tapos ikaw lang yung babae.
Oo. Oh. Or minsan sumasama si Viva.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I need.
Why?
That has happened to me before.
Oh.
Pero in my 20s na.
Tapos?
Inaya ako ng isang girl.
Oh.
To go to a dinner na nagluto siya.
Oh.
Tapos lahat babae yung kasama. And ako lang yung lalaki.
Oh.
Thankfully, hindi naman ako nagka-panic attack doon. Pero, yeah, this is cool. I'm the only guy in the table. And nangyari na rin to ng college. Yung blockmate ko, inaya ako sa Shakey's, Katipunan.
Mm.
To hang out with them. Tapos, ako lang yung guy. Hmm. Tapos yung mga kasama ko pa, yung mga heartthrob niyang, yung batch heartthrob. Tatlong batch heartthrob yung kasama ko sa Shakey's.
Hmm.
Tapos nakita ako ng mga siga.
Hmm.
So ako parang, this is cool.
Ikaw may tindihan.
Oh. I'm hanging out with really three beautiful women.
Okay.
Or, in the back of my head, iniisip ba nila kung bakla ako?
Okay, yun yung it puzzles me. Why do you think about it so much?
Because yung ganong setup, either dalawa lang yan, super pogi ko, or bading ako.
Or maybe they just want to be your friend.
Yun pala yun. The third one pala. It's the third one. They just wanted to be my friend.
Why is it so binary?
Yun na nga, kasi nga yung utak ko, is maladjusted. I was talking to my friend Duitano of the Comics Cube.
Mm.
YouTube channel. Galing rin siya sa All Boys School. Sabi niya na, school did not prepare us at all to handle the feminine psyche. Totoo. Ayun.
Alam mo, I really think it's the archaic Catholic objective or religious objective. Not exclusive to Catholic, of procreation. I-mess up talaga nila yung brain natin to not be equipped to platonically relate to one another.
Platonic is satanic.
Pero yun, so I guess, kasi, di ba bakit ano, bakit may malice lagi pag opposite sex?
Actually, ito nga eh. Until now, I'm 40 years old.
Oh.
The ripe age of 40.
Oh.
may ambient panic attack ako sa katawan ko if I hang out with a member of the opposite sex in a coffee shop who's not you. Ah.
Okay.
Tapos makita ako ng family member ko.
So you're scared of the judgment?
Yes. And the gossip na parang, uy, nakita namin si Wincy with a woman na hindi si CJ, silang dalawa lang sa coffee shop.
Then I think that's wrong. Parang,
yun yung, oh my God, I am so dead.
Dead meaning, anong
kahit ano, kahit hindi, business, ano ganun yung
hindi, ano
super
mangyayari?
Fear ko.
Ano yung,
ipagkakalat na parang, uy, si Wincy, nakita namin na may kasamang babae.
Pero bakit may undertone of wrongness yung parang, why is it such a crime?
Because hindi ikaw yung kasama ko sa coffee shop.
Bakit ako lang dapat yung kasama mo?
Yun na nga. Exactly.
Bakit
baka
nga?
Pwede rin nga.
I mean, it's a different story if nakita nila sa coffee shop, nakikipaghalikan sa ibang babae, di ba?
That's
entirely
platonic
different
na, eh. Platonic
story.
Yung usapan natin.
Kaya nga, so anything that's not sexual, bakit mo intrigahin?
Kaya nga sabi ng ex-girlfriend ko.
Mm. Sino doon? Charing. Isa lang.
Basta, one of them. Sa sinabi ko, makikipag-meet ako with this girl. Gagamitin ko siyang talent for a music video.
Oh.
Nagalit na siya sa akin kaagad.
Bakit?
Kasi sinabi niya sa akin, you don't hang out with girls. So malamang type mo yan. Ayun. And ang mahirap pa, I was in the TV and film industry before. Oh. Na malamang, I was a director looking for talent.
And of yung course, mga, some talents will be attractive.
Yeah. Or in the industry na they have to be attractive.
Yeah.
Diba?
Oh.
And ako, wala naman ako mali siya.
Mm.
I just really need to get a talent for my stuff, di ba?
Oh.
Na actually.
Ano? Type mo naman talaga. Aminin mo na.
Hindi, some. Some of them.
Oh, which is fine.
Yeah. Oh.
Ayun na naman, wala ka naman ginawa, di ba?
Oh, wala naman ako ginawa eh. And consensual naman.
Hindi mo naman makokontrol kung kanino attracted yung ibang tao.
And I was in that kind of director naman na papasikating kita,
yuck!
Iha.
Ano yon? Mali yon. Predator yon. Predator yon. Oh.
Eh sila, there were models. There were actors who were looking for stuff they could put into their reels, di ba?
Okay na, nag-iintindi ako.
So,
I guess what we have to...
Siguro yun yung nabawi ko na...
Ano?
Siguro that's why I became a filmmaker also.
No.
Because lahat nung repression ko nung bata ako, especially in Ateneo, nabawi ko sort of nung 20s because
music video.
Nakita nung classmates ko sa Vancouver yung director's demo reel ko. Nakita rin ng parents ko yung director's demo reel ko.
Mm.
With a lot of actresses there.
Again.
And sinabi nila, sinabi nila na, wow, you spent your 20s
with attractive people.
Yeah, with attractive people.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for me.
Actually, okay, what I find strange is how we cannot accept the natural occurrence that we will be attracted to attractive people. Hindi mo lang mapipigilan yun eh.
Pero sige, babato ko sa'yo.
Oh.
Sinabi ko sa'yo, uy, CJ, imi-meet ko si X, actress A.
Sabihin mo
sorry,
na.
Sasabihin ko si, sige, imi-meet ko si...
Yung type mo. Si Bea Alonzo.
Si Bea Alonzo sa coffee shop.
Oh.
You'd be disturbed.
No. Tatrying for what? Oh.
Hangout lang.
Oh, can I trust you not to do anything
yes.
sexual?
Yes.
Oh, edi go.
Oh, good.
Like, okay lang kayo. Edi go. Kasi hindi ko mapipigilan if you are attracted.
Wow, as if naman mangyayari yun. Ano?
Hindi.
Ang pogi ko naman.
Hindi ko mapipigilan ko attracted kayo sa isa't isa. What you can just, you know.
If you act on it.
Oo, i-assure mo lang ako na hindi ko siya halikan. Hindi ako mag-cheat sa'yo. Eh di okay.
So anyway.
Alam mo yun, yung just the assurance na you're just going to be platonic friends.
That's true. So, next question. That being said, what are the watch outs for platonic relationships? Can you be tempted to fall for the other party?
Tatawid to ng cheating, you know?
Ako, yes, it could happen.
It could happen. It's a risk.
Actually, strangely, share ko lang because of my repressed brain. In college, whenever I had a teammate. Kasi yung having a teammate in college, it's like being stuck in a desert island with a woman.
They should see my face.
Yeah. Pero ganun.
Describe my face.
Para akong taga Big Bang Theory eh. Anyway, parang ganun. So,
okay.
Kahit hindi ko type yung babae. Pero kung tumatagal na yung project, parang gumaganda siya for me. Pero
repression
maybe,
yan, repression
or
yan.
I'm a demisexual kasi, di ba? A demisexual is someone who falls in love with anyone who he becomes intimate with emotionally. Or,
no, but that's natural.
Yeah, yeah. Pero siya, yung groupmate ko, na babae, na hindi ko naman talaga trip. Kung napapatagal yung work namin. Parang gumaganda siya.
Nagkaroon ng background music.
Gumaganda siya. Or beer goggles ba to? I don't know. Gumaganda
wala
siya.
Wala repression.
Gumaganda siya. Or tapos bigla naiisip ko na parang, parang crush ko ba to? Or matagal so na lang funny. Kami, matagal na tong project na to masyado.
Alam mo, sobrang strange talaga. Kasi nung kinikwenta mo, college, you know this guy, ano siya, theater actor, na gwapong-gwapo yung mga tao. Hindi ko lang sabihin on air yung pangalan. Imamouth ko na lang. Ayun, so groupmate ko siya, as in pair kami sa isang class. Tapos gagawa kami ng song. Tapos, as in hatid sundo niya ako, dun kami sa kwarto niya, susulat kami ng song. Wala. Crush ng bayan yun, ha? Tapos parang ako, wala. Gagawa lang kami homework. Tapos
anong
na.
Suot niyo nung nasa kwarto?
Di damit. Like, normal damit. Pangalis.
Hindi nakapambahay.
Hindi. Pangalis.
Kasi I remember, nagkaroon ng sleepover yung sister ko naman, si Gracie. Sa bahay namin with her groupmates. One of her groupmates, nagka-crush sa sister ko when she saw my sister in pajamas.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
Pero yun nga eh. When you see a girl in pajamas or in pambahay, to the repressed male brain, to the repressed Athenian brain.
Hindi mo parang fact lang siya.
Hindi, yeah.
Pajama siya, ganun.
It's seeing a girl in pambahay screws you over.
Alam mo, ang nakaka-bother dito, parang sa whole pag-uusap natin, the exclusive school education and social development kind of programmed you to not see women as humans or as individuals. Parang ideas sila when you talk about them, diba?
Hence, they become conquests ko linilang.
Kaya nga, medyo parang,
or goals.
They're human beings.
Gusto nga sabihin, yung pinaka yung heartthrob ng batch natin, umuutot yan!
Kaya, I guess...
Nangungulangot yan.
I guess yun yung difference. I'm not saying I'm better than you. More like...
Yes, you are.
No. I think lucky lang ako sa programming na, you know, I never saw guys as conquests. Parang human sila that I want to get to know. Or sometimes I just don't want to get to know them. I just want to do the homework.
Actually, yung madalas na advice nga sa akin ng mga, maling advice to, super wrong advice, ng mga mentors ko in the so-called game.
Okay.
The ligawan game.
Ugh.
Kahit sinong babae, madadaan sa kulit yan.
That's wrong.
I know, super wrong. That's Neil Strauss.
That's wrong.
That's Neil Strauss thinking.
Hindi, pag sinabing no, di ba no?
Dadaan sa kulit yan.
No is no. Consent yun. Diba? And, ito. I had a, may super crush ako nung college. As in, super duper crush. Like, I would watch their gigs every week. Super crush.
So, this is a musician.
A bassist. Na-hurt ka na. Yeah. Super crush ko siya. Tapos, in-approach niya sa school. Sabi niya, turuan mo naman ako mag-ano, Adobe Flash. Sunduin kita sa bahay, pakainin kita, ganun, hatid kita. Ako parang, oh my God, nag-usap pa kami.
Butterflies in your stomach.
Oh my God, tuturuan ka siya mag-flash, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos si Viva parang, oh, saan ba kayo magtuturuan sa kwarto niya ba? Text mo ako pag nag-kiss kayo, mga ganun shit. Tapos pagdating doon, as in, tinuruan ko lang talaga siya ng flash. As in, gumawa lang kami talaga ng website ng band niya. Tapos, as in, pinakain niya akong lunch, ganyan. Tapos sinatid na niya ako. Tapos wala ko in-expect. Like,
nawala yung crush mo after
that? Oo, after naman. Okay.
Yes.
That's fine.
It fizzled out.
Oo, parang wala. Yun.
Which is funny, sidebar lang pala. Nakita ko yung post ng friend ko, si Adam David. Who's like the funniest guy on Facebook for me. Ano raw yung mga pa-style ngayon na ganyan? Na mga guys.
Yung taruan mo naman ako. Ganun.
Na para makascore ng quote-unquote chicks. Yung mga nabasa kong entries nakakatawa. Eh.
Ano?
Ipo-witry workshop natin yung poem.
Yuck! Alam mo na yun eh.
Or kung comic book geek daw. Papabasa ko sa yung bagong Alan Moore comic book. Pero
yun pag type mo.
Papabasa ko sa yung bagong Alan Moore comic book pero hindi ko papahiram sa'yo kasi house copy to. So you should read it in my room.
Sobrang red flag yun. Kung ako yun, parang, kung type ko, sure, sige, basahin natin sa room mo. Pero kung hindi ko type, bilhin lang ako.
Or bilhan mo
ako. Pero, although, okay, kung style at style, ganun din ako. Like, the same guy, the same crush. As in, ano, photography class. Sabi nila, ano, kuha kayo ng friend nyo na, ano, portrait. As in, nilapitan ko siya. Sabi ko, or can you be my model for my plate? Pero kailangan suot mo yung ano, yung suot nyo pag nagigig. Like, kasi naka, ano siya, you know, ayaw ko sabihin, mabubuking ako. Basta yun, as in suot niya ako, ano yung suot nila pag nagigig, dala niya pa yung gitara niya, ganun. Portrait. Tapos binigay ko sa kanya ng, ano, binigay ko siyang kopya. Tapos sabi niya, wow, ganda. Tapos ginawa niya pang profile picture. So parang, yun yung style ko. Pero wala ko na-expect. Gusto ko lang mag-spend kami ng time because he's my crush.
Okay. Next question.
Jealous na siya. Nart na si Wincy. Na-joke lang.
Nasiraan ka na ba ng kotse sa daan? Stress! Sira na nga ang kotse mo. Sira pa ang araw mo. Don't let this happen again.
Kaya it's time to upgrade with AutoDeal, an all-in-one platform for your car needs. Para sa sulit and wide selection of promos and trustworthy sales agent, sagot na ng AutoDeal yan. AutoDeal can bring you one tap closer to your dream car with more than 450 highly rated partner car dealers nationwide.
So, no need to worry for your next road trip. Visit autodeal.com.ph to get the best car deals. So, ito naman.
Oh.
What are the advantages of platonic relationship?
That I can say so much. I can say
mas
a lot
ikaw
of
to
things.
Than me.
It's more of indirectly you're benefiting from it. Like, you know how toxic yung how we were brought up or how the concept of having a boyfriend or a life partner or asawa. Basta yun. Yung concept ng asawa or the one. Di ba parang ang toxic na we expect na yung one person answers everything. Always gonna be there for you. Will listen to you at every whim. Yung to have that much responsibility and expectation and duty, nakakabaliw yun, di ba? I mean, kunwari ano na lang, meron akong problema na kailangan ko sabihin, pero at that time, busy ka or like problemado ka din. I-share ko muna na lang sa iba kong friend.
Tama.
Without ano, without resentment sa'yo ah, na wala, he's not there for me, ikaw na lang. Hindi ganun. More like, kumbaga na-divide ko yung need ko for attention or like someone to listen to me. Or kunwari, meron akong hindi maintindihan about you. Ikikwento ko siya sa friend ko na guy na ano ba yung insight mo? Paano ko mas maintindihan si Wincy better? Ganon. Or ilabas natin sa ano sa relationship nating dalawa. Like, I don't know, hindi kasi gendered sa akin yung friends eh. And for me, friendship, very ano siya, serendipitous sa akin. Hindi ako yung type na ipinipursue ko yung, gusto ko maging friend tong taong to.
It just happened.
I'm usually just friendly, especially if platonic. Mas intentional ako pag romantic. Pero pag platonic, alam mo yun, pag kinausap mo ako sa coffee shop, kukakausapin kita eh. Mm-hmm. Tapos kapag may chemistry, edi friends tayo. Add kita sa Instagram, tapos eventually we'll be friends. Ganun talaga. So, ano bang benefits? I think hindi ko matitel apart kasi yung benefits of having a friend and having a guy friend. For me, it's just the same. All the benefits of having a friend, it's the same benefits of having a guy friend.
Although ako to answer that, I think with a few female friends that I have, mas magaling sila magbasa ng tao versus my guy friends.
Yeah, because heated out ng feminist eh.
Go.
Because the straight males are sort of the top of the ano ba, political social structure. I think hindi kayo burdened to read other people. Kasi I think lalo mga babae, LGBT, kailangan namin maging sensitive, especially sa mga lalaki, kung na-threaten sila sa presence namin.
You have to make yourself small in their presence, no?
Or parang, kunwari, makakita ka ng lalaki, tapos parang, shit, parang,
papaliitin ko sarili ko, baka masira ang ego niya.
Or hindi, parang, shit, if I look too attractive, baka,
iharas ako
nito eh. So talagang ano, mindful kami of our surroundings.
Yes.
And pagbabasa nga ng mga tao. So I guess dun galing yun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I digress.
Anyway, sidebar. Ito, insight naman ni Jabs. Hi Jabs, our frequent listener and my high school friend. We talked about this topic, platonic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Sinabi ko kasi sa kanya, uy, maganda rin na kumuha ka na. I mean, may problema siya before. Tinanong niya ako.
Mm-hmm.
Sinabi ko sa kanya, uy, baka maganda rin makahanap ka ng insight from a female friend.
Oh.
Masarap rin magkaroon ng female friend, sinabi kong gano'n. Sabi niya, ang mga female friends ko lang ay yung asawa ng mga kaklase natin.
Mm.
Ng mga friends ko.
Mm.
Kasi kung hindi, patay tayo dyan.
May love siya.
Hi, Jack. Sorry. Yan,
But,
makes sense. Actually, tricky rin yung platonic relationships when you're married and you have a family.
Why?
Hindi mo na makikita yun na siege. Kunwari, hon, kids, I'm gonna go out lang and hang with Jessica in the coffee shop.
Why?
See you later.
Bakit?
Hindi nangyayari yun.
Hindi. Kung kilala siya ng wife mo, kilala ng kids mo.
Asa ba?
I think it's something we should start practicing.
Oo nga, yeah, actually. True.
Kasi I guess reverse psychology. I think yung cheating, dun, parang weirdly connected siya dun sa, ano eh, sa thought na you can only spend time with just one girl. Diba?
Totoo.
Parang, and
kung baga tapos, yung expectations mo sa asawa mo,
lahat,
or sa partner mo, lahat
mo
na,
dun.
Financial advisor, psychiatrist, sexual partner,
lahat, oh my God.
Cook, housemate,
travel organizer,
domestic helper,
lahat. Diba? So parang, I'm not saying,
i-outsource naman natin, guys.
pero parang,
pero yung sexual, wag i-outsource.
Ideally, di ba? Ideally, sana naman.
Lahat pwede i-outsource.
Sana
lang
naman.
Yung sex.
Hindi, pati yung intimacy, ano. Like, intellectual intimacy,
would it bother you if I met with girl A in the coffee shop Tapos, habang nag-uusap kami, kunwari, nagsabi ako ng problema sa kanya. Hinahawakan niya yung kamay ko. Uy, okay lang yan. Hinahaplos niya akong ganun.
I think ang mas tanong ko dun ay, ano naramdaman mo nung hinahaplos niya yung kamay?
Yun, tama. Kung sinabi ko na-comfort ako in a non-sexual way, okay lang.
Okay lang. Pero, gusto mo siyang i-kiss after nun. Wait lang.
Wait lang. Ibang episode na yun.
Ibang episode yun.
Refer to cheating episode. Episode ano yan, mga 23 yata.
Pero I think nga, ano eh, sinasabi ko nga sa'yo, I kind of want to encourage you to form female friendships and gay friendships. Kasi, the more you say you're awkward with women, the more I don't trust you around women.
Yes.
Diba? Parang, how can I trust you kung ikaw mismo di mo matrust yung sarili mo?
Actually, now that I'm 40, ang goal ko is to form more female friendships and gay friendships. Anyway, so...
Na hindi ka maa-attract, di ba?
Of course.
I think yun yung goal eh. Na, sorry, I think, ano din eh, parang... Ito na yung hot take ko. Charing.
Ayan na. Oh.
I think if more men learned how to be platonic friends with women, cheating will be less.
Ako pwedeng more eh.
Ako less.
Ako more.
Bakit?
You don't understand the biological urge of a
guy. Kaya nga sinasabi ko, if mas nanonormalize to be social with women, maybe there'd be less cheating.
Kaya siguro ano no, when you got married to me, siguro na-observe mo, oh, I'm sure ino-observe yan ng babae.
Oh.
Ah, parang, kadalasan mga friends niya ay yung basketball team niya or yung mga kalaro niya sa MMORPG. Or in my case, bandmates, comic book people. Siguro na-notice mo sa akin going into our relationship na parang, parang wala siyang babaeng kaibigan.
Oo. Na, I wish you would have.
Few to zero nga eh.
Hindi, sana nga. E di baby steps mo. Barkada muna. Friend, group friends muna, di ba? Parang, I don't know.
Ang kailangan ko ma-unlearn is not to be anxious to be with a girl who is not you when I'm in a coffee shop.
Yes.
So anyway, last question. Hindi,
pero wait, may sidebar pala ako.
Okay, go.
I have this guy friend. Sabi niya sa akin, meron daw siyang girlfriend, platonic girlfriend, na niyaya siyang mag out of town. Yun. So, hiniyaya daw siya. So, sabi niya, saan ba ako? Sabi ko, why not? Do you wanna go to that place? Ganyan-ganyan. Sabi niya, oh, pero anong tingin nila sa amin? Baka tingin nila couple kami, ganyan-ganyan. Sabi ko, bakit ka worried kapag girl, tapos kasama mo, pero pag ginawa kong lalaki yan, okay lang sa'yo. Or kunwari yung girl, what if may kasama siyang bisexual na babae? Like, bakit may threat pag opposite sex? When, yun nga, I think dapat kumalas talaga tayo dun sa thought ng opposite sex. Parang for me, wala nang opposite kasi nga spectrum siya. So kung kinakabahan ka, kung may lalaking kasama yung isang straight na babae, di dapat kabahan ka kung may kasama siyang bi. Dapat kabahan ka kung mayroon siyang kasamang lesbian. Di ba parang bakit? Why are we defined by sexual threats?
Wait, masyadong advanced ka na. Ako, I'm 40 and I'm an elder millennial.
Ano?
I'm the primitive guy. We're the primitive class na.
Ano?
Advanced ka na. Eh, yung mga lumang tao na kami.
Okay. Okay.
Kung narinig yan ang mga classmates ko ng high school or college, mag-short circuit yung brain nila.
Bakit? Man.
Wala nga. Okay, millennial na kami ngayon eh.
Isn't a bisexual woman also as equally threatening as Atom Araulio with a straight woman? Diba? Parang, but more than anything, why are we threatened by each other versus, you know, we want to be friends?
Yep.
Anyway.
So, In closing,
yes.
Can boys and girls be actual friends?
Ay, sige, ikaw na. Kasi meron akong hot take.
Okay. Ako, wala akong hot take. I wish. Pero my advice, especially to people like me.
Sige nga.
Repressed.
Programmed.
Stupid.
You're not stupid.
I mean, in that particular field.
Ill-educated.
And, yep. And who are in need of a lot of deprogramming and brain
unlearning.
Restructuring because of all these outdated
thought
medieval. Systems. Medieval thought patterns.
Anong advice mo?
Hang out with the opposite sex. Hang out with different people on the spectrum.
Mm.
But learn to discern when you are having sexual urges. Cut it off when you're having sexual urges.
Or I guess dapat clear agad yung...
Kasi ako, sabi ko, sige, tatambay ako with person A, person B in the coffee shop, CJ.
Mm.
Once na na-attract na ako, sasabihin ko, sorry, I can't do this. I'm married.
Hindi, unfair yun dun sa niyaya mo kasi parang biglang experiment.
Ayaw nga.
Ano ka ba?
Can we be friends pala? Ika nga ni Todd Rundgren, no?
Why can't we be friends? Hindi. Ano?
Si Shrek yun eh.
Ay, why can we be friends?
Siya mali. Shrek yun. Si Shrek nagkumanta, no?
Mali yun. Ano? Todd Rundgren.
Todd Rundgren, can we still be friends?
No, I think dapat i-baby steps mo rin yung sarili mo. You don't ask out like a random girl na can we be friends. It's fucking creepy,
pero ito,
man.
Does ano? Does my hanging out with a woman bother you in terms of kung maganda ba siya o hindi?
Hindi. Okay.
So kung normal looking?
No, it will bother me if attracted ka.
Okay.
Regardless kung maganda o hindi.
Okay, gets. Okay. Now, what's your hot take?
Okay, tinanong ko kanina, what do I think of When Harry Met Sally premise? You know, I always...
Wait, kwento mo muna sa
I always loved that movie as a teenager.
It's Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
Yes. Yung premise niya, I'd rather you watch it because it's a fun watch. But the premise is, sasabay si... parang mag-East Coast to West Coast ba? Or basta magkabalikan. Whatever. Basta it's a cross-country drive. Magda-drive sila kasi magpareho silang college pero hindi sa magkakilala. So habang road trip movie siya. So habang nagda-drive sila, sabi ni Harry kay Sally, ang theory niya ay men and women cannot be friends because sex gets in the way. Diba?
Ganda.
Yun. Yun lang yun. And the movie sort of proved him right. Kasi sabi ni Sally, pwede, ganyan, ganyan. And eventually, parang they were friends for a long time until, you know, they had sex. I think, sort of yes, I agree with that. Na men and women cannot be friends because sex will get in the way. But I think if you successfully made sex not in the way, then you can be friends. Diba, bakit natin binibigyan ng premium yung sexual attraction masyado? Diba, if you surpass that, or parang if you accept na, you know, I mean, for sure, meron kang mga poging kaibigan, meron kang mga magagandang kaibigan na obviously attractive sila and hindi mo mapipigilan kung attracted ka sa kanila. But para igalang mo sila at igalang niyo yung friendship niyo na, hindi ko to gagawin, hindi ko i-compromise. Then, you can be friends, but another take. I think the premise is obsolete just because, you know, hindi lang naman lalaking straight at babaeng straight ang nag-exist sa mundo. Diba? Pag sinabi ni Harry sa akin ngayon na men and women cannot be friends, oh, I have gay friends. They're considered men, right? I have trans men friends.
You do?
I can say that. Kung may trans man ako na kaibigan, oh, we can't be friends. Diba parang, it's so heteronormative. Yun lang. yun ang aking hot take.
Pero come on. Ano? That came out in the 80s.
90s. Yeah, I understand. That's why
I think
it's when you view it, you know, dated na siya. Yung point ko. Hindi na nag-hold true ngayon yung premise.
Okay, so that's it.
Ano? Hindi, ikaw, ano muna yung, I think, dapat meron kang ano commitment to the podcast. Ano yung steps mo na tatry mo nang maging friends?
I'll try hanging out with both girls.
Una, find a girlfriend, di ba?
Find a female friend.
I think you should start with
tapos coffee.
Baka start with the friends ng...
Or wives ng... Wives
or
girlfriends ng friends ko.
Or... Ah, sidebar, bago tayo mag-bye, there's such thing as a work husband, work boyfriend, work wife.
Haven't heard of
it. Okay, the concept of it is, platonic siya, pero lahat ng ginagawa ng husband, ginagawa niya, except the sex, pero sa work. Yung parang, siya yung kakampi mo, sa kanya ka nagrarant, he's got your back. Ang tawag pala dun, I work husband. Pero wala kayang sexual relationship. Parang kumbaga sa work, siya yung naaasahan mo to back you up. May mga ganun pala.
In sa production, film production,
oh.
Ang term dyan, shoota. Shoot. Kasi we go on a shoot, di ba?
Hindi naman kayo nagsisex, di ba?
Hindi naman. Pero parang shoota mo sa shoot.
I think,
shoota.
Baka mag-work yun if you try first kung work yung scenario. Kasi I think mas madali yun. Yung parang siyang body cup mo. I think that's a good thinking for that, di ba? Body cup. Yung di wala.
Body cup comedy.
Oh, ganun.
Ako si Jackie Chan, siya si Chris Rock. Chris Tucker. No.
Oh, ganun. No. Like, kunwari, ako, you know Ryan. Yun body, para kaming ano, true detective, ganun. Tapos friend ko si Jella, yung wife niya. So, alam mo yun, parang very platonic. Yun, di ba? Ayun lang.
So anyway, PodPals, so that ends this episode on platonic relationships.
Ayan ka bang gustong itanong sa PodPals?
Gusto namin malaman sa inyo, from you, our dearest PodPals, ano yung mga experiences nyo with platonic relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And those who came from exclusive schools, all boys, all girls, how are you doing now? How do you see the opposite sex?
Or meron ba kayong tips
awkward
kay
ba kayo?
Wincy? May tips ba kayo dyan kay Wincy? How can he form female friendships? Mali.
At this
mali,
late
mali,
a
mali,
stage
mali.
Na.
How can he be friends with more
women?
Women na platonic? Ano yung pwede niyong tips sa kanya?
Well, magsisimula yan kung pinapayagan mo ko.
Ba't di ba ka ta pinapayagan?
Bagay. Eh wala naman eh. Anyway.
So ano yun? Siya catch 22 eh? No?
PodPals, thank you for listening to our episode. Hope to see you again on the next one.
Yes.
And now, for your favorite segment, your much-awaited segment.
PodPal Answering Machine.
Ayun, so just a disclaimer, medyo irregular yung recordings namin ni Wincy kasi mag-vacation kami. So the PAM that we will read out is not from episode 90 but episode 89 from the Tipid Tips episode. Okay, go.
So, kilala mo na kung sino ka. Suki ka na. So from the episode 6 Tipid Tips for Couples.
Uh-huh.
I'm single by civil status and I live independently in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So out of scope ako sa comment call. But I have things that I want to share. Hindi ko to personal practice because my financial practices are questionable. Oy, inamin niya. This one is something I heard from some Grindr guy na nakilala ko.
Do you know what Grindr is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I call this the positive utang concept. Quote unquote.
Okay.
Okay. Imbento ko lang yan and I'm not sure kung may tamang term for this. The idea is to use the privilege of utang as much as possible, keeping the savings untouched. Example, nasira ang ref at kailangan palitan. Instead na kumuha sa savings para ipambili ng ref, uutang para ipambili ng ref.
Ano pa babayad dun sa utang?
Yun na. Of course, uutang sila dun sa may pinakamaliit na interest or if possible sa mga kamag-anak na hindi maglalagay ng interest sa utang. Then slowly babayaran while making an effort to still save. Kahit 100 lang pumasok sa savings, basta meron pa rin. And this is the finance system na ginagamit ng buong pamilya nila ever since. And this is coming from one of the elite families of Pampanga. Uy, parang pareho kami, taga Pampanga. Di ko pa to sinusubukan kasi lumaki ako na negative ang concept ng utang.
Pero hindi ba yun din yung ano ng credit card?
Oo, oh, medyo malapit. Yun pero ito, siya. Inutang lang sa pamilya.
Oo. Oh, credit card mo yung mommy mo. Ganun.
Kumbaga Mastercard or Visa ng ano?
Mama card.
Mama card. Mama Visa.
Mommy card.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, so actually I'm gonna pick two. Kasi nagsagutan yung Podpals sa Discord, which I love. Actually, ang saya ng Discord ngayon. Kasi pag may Podpal na nagko-comment, minsan hindi na ako yung sumasagot. Yung ibang Podpal na. Na-outsource ko yung community management. Na joke lang.
Or tinatamad ka lang.
Hindi. Busy lang sa work. Anyway, okay. So, sabi ng isang Podpal, totoo yung sinabi about laws regarding married people. In the US, tax rates are lower versus single. Sana all, pero hindi dito, hindi lang ganun dito. Though, I don't know details. Ang tanong ko, paano kapag single with kids? Dito merong tax benefit if you have kids. May exemption and credits with such. Not sure sa Pinas, never ko naisip since wala kaming kids. So, sumagot yung isang podpal. Dati may tax exemption of 25,000 pesos per child, up to 4. Kaso tinanggal nila nung nag-train law. Understandable naman kasi overpopulated pa ang Philippines. But I think si Senator Risa, ako na yung sumasagot. I think si Senator Risa Ontiveros, nagpasa siya ng single parent bill. So I think may tax exemption pag ma-prove mo na single parent ka.
Actually, when I was living...
Or solo parent, yun natin yung tama term.
When I was living in Canada, may na-meet akong couple na classmates ko. Common law partner naman.
Yeah.
Meaning, hindi sila kasal, pero they share the bills.
Yeah.
And nakatira sila sa isang apartment. May rights din sila and privileges.
Oh,
from
protected
that.
Sila by the law.
I don't think may common law partner dito.
Parang wala. Yun na yung civil marriage-ish. Ayun, so... Thank you, Podpals.
Thanks, Podpals. See you again next time. Please join our Discord or Facebook group.
Yep.
And be featured in one of our Podpal answering machine segments.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And... join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Talibaba Tips.
Same Talibaba time?
Same Talibaba channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TALIBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.